ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। यू आर ऑल वेलकम एट भक्तिवेदान स्वामी स्कान गौशाला फॉर मोस्ट ऑस्पिशियस गोपाष्टमी सेलिब्रेशन डे। Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna is our cow protection acharya and Balaram is our agriculture acharya. So these two brothers, one is gau raksha acharya and other is agriculture acharya. And then Srila Prabhupada writes, any civilization is concerned advanced civilization. If you can see the cows and bull satisfied and happy. If the cows and bulls are happy, then civilization is happy. Because the cows are important for Brahminical civilization. And Brahminical civilization is most important for the whole civilization to prosper. So cows are more important. So Krishna is go Brahman hitaya. First is go. Then Brahman. Because if there are cows, then they will provide the all products which actually cultivate the Brahminical culture. And cows are connected with demigods, because when cow takes the shape of a say Mother Earth takes the shape of a cow. That is the, say you can say, Mother Earth has a three forms. The material visible form is a earth, but in a demigod form she is cow. Adi Devic form she is cow. And all the demigods are only satisfied if the cow is there and the yajnas are performed. But beyond that, all demigods are automatically satisfied if we satisfy the Gopal. So Gopal, satisfaction of the Gopal through Brahminical culture depends upon the protection of cows. So this is the place where we are sitting now. If we see that when Krishna was 3.5 years old, he, because of his one single person Krishna, for his protection, all the Nanda Baba and whole cowherd community, they shifted from Gokul right here next to our temple in Chatigra They just settled here for over 3-4 years. So this is the place where Nanda Baba was settled when Krishna was starting. He started herding calves. They were here and they were playing right here in this Raman Reti. So this is the place. And Srimad Bhagavatam starts this chapter 15 starts, Sukhdev Goswami says, when Krishna turned 6 years old, it means he crossed the 5th year. He is at the, this is called Paungal Avastha, his Paungal age, that is 5+. And then he told to Mother Yashoda that now I am grown old, I am now very strong. Going for herding the calves is too small for me. I want to now take care of the cows. Fully grown cows and bulls and oxen. Yashoda Maya said, what are you saying, my baby? You are too small. For mother's children are always small. He may be 60 years old, but he's always baby. So Mother Yashoda says, oh, cows, bulls. No oxen, Kanaya, no. I want to see you every day back afternoon. You should come at 12 o'clock back and take your lunch at home. I don't want you to go all day. No, mother, I have to go. This is the very nice parampara. 5+ year old child is assisting his father in his profession. Unfortunately, modern civilization, no children are following the profession of their parents. Completely ruined. Krishna, 6-year-old, started following and assisting his father in his profession of taking care of the cows. Mother Yashoda told Nanda Baba, your son is insisting that he would like to now herd the cows. Nanda Baba says, Lala, it is not the time for you. We are here now. I am going every day to herd the cows and we have so many other Gopal to do that. You just play now. He said, no, I must start herding cows. Nanda Baba said, this we have to take a special muhurat, auspicious day for starting this. Okay? Baba, auspicious days. So let us go and ask our Gurudev, Sandalya Rishi. They were talking like that and Sandalya Rishi just entered the palace of Nanda Maharaj. A residence. Nanda Maharaj requested, oh, honor Sandalya Rishi. He gave him all the honor as is given to the Brahman. And then Sandalya Rishi asked, what is going on between the father and son? What is the argument? Nanda Baba said, Maharaj, this Krishna is insisting that he want to now take care of the fully grown up cows and bulls and oxen. He's too small. So we were looking for a good muhurat. He want to, so we want to start. And immediately, Sandra Rishi got his panchang out, calculated astrology. And he said, Shuklashtami Kartiketu. Today is the Shuklashtami of Kartik. It's the next day, tomorrow. Shukalashtami Kartiketu. This is the Shukalashtami of Kartik. Yeah, Ashtami Krishna loves like anything. If it's a dark Ashtami, he appears himself. And if it is a bright Ashtami, then he starts herding the cows. So it means you want to get out of the darkness and you want to have your life very bright, take care of the cows. This is what Krishna is giving message, and you want your life really to be green, everything green in your life always. How the green color is made? Children in the school, are you being taught how the green color is made? What colors you mix, then color will be green. Blue and yellow, right? Blue and yellow. And who is a blue color? Krishna is Shama Sundara Ghanasham. Is a blue, right? And who is a yellow? Gaurangi, Radharani, Radhesham. So in your life, if there's a Radhesham, then your life is green and everything is wonderful in your life. And to have this type of life, you have to be connected with cows and land. The one who is not connected with cows and land, he can never have a green life in his life, never a green thing. Connect yourself with cow and land. And again, I am repeating Prabhupada's words. Balaram is our Krishi Acharya. And Krishna is our Gauraksha Acharya. See, both have done these two things. The plow of Balaram is for Krishi. And for Krishi, you need bull. And bull is our father. And to take care of the bull, and there is a direct talk with the bull by Parikshit Maharaj, why bull is not happy. Why the bull is in the streets. Why father of the civilization is in the streets. Why it's not being taken care. So we all are orphaned without protecting the bulls. Not taking care of the cows, we are orphans. And orphans never have a culture. So Sandal Rishi said, Shuklashtami Kartiketo Smartaha Gopashtami Buddhai. The learned call this Gopashtami. Gopashtami. This is a very elaborate festival at Nandgaon today. What they do is, they make the 2 6-year-old boys, Krishna and Balaram. They dress him like the Krishna Balaram, and then the all elderly gopas sit there, and there is a, what they call, they have samaj, they call it samaj, what we call civilization, and they sit together and sing all the beautiful songs to glorify Krishna Balaram and their cows and their bulls. And that incident they glorify. Then the two strong gopa carry the Krishna Balaram on their shoulders, and then they go to all the gaushalas there. And from the gaushalas they go to the Terkadam, because that is the place where Krishna, Nanda Baba and all cow and men, they used to go up till that place to see of them for going herding and cows. So that is the place where they all feed Krishna, and they have a big festival there right at this place today. Afternoon there's a big festival at Nandgaon. So this is the day of Gopashtami, and then it says, Tada Dina Davasudevo Abhuta Gopah Purvam Tu Vatsapala. Before Krishna was Vatsapala. Well, Krishna is always Vatsapal, because we are Bhakta and he is Bhakta Vatsal. You know, Krishna is Bhakta Vatsal. And what is the meaning of Vats? Vats means calf. And actually the newly born calf, in our Gaushala, those who are fortunate, if they have seen the newly born calf, mother cow after giving the birth to the calf, how much pain she undergoes, but she immediately stand up and start licking the calf. She cleaned the calf from all the blood, pus, the gobar, cow urine, and when calf stands up and start sucking the milk from the udder of the cow, cow is satisfied. That is Krishna. The devotee may have so many faults, but Krishna cleans him. And when he stand up in his life and start chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. This is actually nectar. The calf starts sucking the milk, which is nectar. one great Mahatma, he has a big gaushala taking care of cows. And some reporter asked him, Maharaj, which milk is the best in the world? He said, buffalo's milk. Say, Maharaj, you are taking care of so many cows, and when I am asking whose milk is the best, you are saying buffalo? He said, yes, you ask which milk is best. Milk of buffalo is made, is the best. Say, what about cow? This is not milk, this is nectar. It's not milk, it's a nectar. It's not comparable with anything. Sri Prabhupada writes, the fine tissues of the brain develop when we get the milk from the cows, which are very happy. Non-violent milk, where their calves are taken care, where they feel satisfied and protected. That milk develop those tissues. By that we can understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. So Sandil Rishi says, today, tomorrow is the Gopastami. Oh, Nanda Maharaj says, Guru and the disciple, they are already having their settlement made. They want this to be done tomorrow. So this may be the place at that time which somehow, because Prabhupada came from his spiritual world, he selected the place for this purpose. He must be knowing Gopastami was celebrated here. Yes, this is a place where they made a big pandal. At that time pandal was maybe 100 times bigger than this. Because 900,000 cows. So how many? We have 500 cows, right? 400 cows, okay? So far this big pandal was made. And all the cowherd boys, Krishna called all the boys, and they were decorating their cows. Like these two cows are decorated. With what they were decorating? They were decorating their horns with the gold. And their hooves with the silver. And the hair in the tail with the pearls. And diamonds. And putting a beautiful silk on their back. They were decorating, putting in the neck wonderful garlands and ornaments. So the Vaishya community is actually the backbone of civilization. And Bhagavad Gita said, Krishi Gauraksha Vanijyam. Why Gauraksha is put in the middle? Cow protection is in the middle. Vanijyam and Krishi are on the side. It means your business should be based on the cow. And your agriculture should be based on the cow. Then you will be flourishing as a best Vaishyas. And that Vaishya whose business is based on the cows. If you know, the actually richness of the community was considered by how many cows you have. How many cows? Olden days, in our life, we have seen anybody is coming to the home asking how many children you have and how many cows you have. There are only two questions were asked. Nowadays anybody comes as a guest, he asks, is there mobile charger? Huh? Where is cow gone? Where is son and son? You may have no children. You may have no cow. Nobody has a cow now. And back of the cow, Lakshmi reside in the back of the cow. Even in today, our Sri Rangam temple, the largest temple of the world. Every day, early in the morning, by Mangal Aarti, the cow is brought and back of the cow is shown to the Lord, and then the Lord wakes up. This gobar of the cow, the Lakshmi reside there. And nobody has gobar, their brain has gobar, so they have no Lakshmi. This is Lakshmi reside. Where is the Lakshmi residing in a gobar of cow? Who used to say buffalo brain, modern people? Buffalo brain. It's a very intelligent. This cow is very intelligent. So till the midnight, all the coward boys were decorating their cows so enthusiastically. Tomorrow we have a chance now. Now we are selected in highest profession of herding cows. So cowherd is the highest profession. Supreme personality of the Godhead is herding cows. What estimation of this promised profession? Who will compare with this profession? Herding cow by Supreme Personality of the Godhead in his first expansion. Balaramji, they were going every day without fail for herding cows. So they were happy and jubilant. Tomorrow morning, early in the morning, we will go for herding the cows. So early in the morning, they got up. Mother Yashoda was anxious whole night. My son is going tomorrow. First time will come only in the evening. Whole day we will not see Krishna. Whole bridge was up whole night. And they were cooking all wonderful preparation to give to their sons who are going to accompany Krishna. And they must have a nice lunch in the forest, because now they will come in the evening. So they were preparing everything. They were getting ready for tomorrow to see them take care of the cows. Early morning, Krishna, when he woke up, Mother Yashoda washed his face, gave him water, immediately to wash his teeth and take bath and get ready, and wonderfully decorated him with the nice ornaments and all silk cloth and turban and peacock feather. And then she brought a special protecting one kavach to be tied at his arm, that he should be protected from all evils. And then she brought the pair of his shoes. He said, "My dear son, now you are going in a deep forest, and there may be thorn and pebbles and so many things. Please now, today, to you wear the shoes." Krishna says, "Mom, very nice shoes. But where are the shoes for my cows?" "Mother, sit cow, they are animal, they don't need shoes." Krishna has put all his decoration down and he said, "Why you said cow is an animal? Cow is not animal. Cow is not animal. Cow is not animal. Cow is mother." Krishna is saying cow is not animal. Cow is not animal. Cow is not animal. Cow is mother, mother, mother. Yashoda said, "Yes, yes, cow is mother. I will say cow is mother. Krishna, I will never say cow is animal. Now please be pacified." "So, all right, mother, I will not wear these shoes. If my cows have not shoes, I will not wear shoes." And this message reaches to the transcendental cows of the Vrindavan. Not only cows of Nanda Baba, cows of Brishabhanu Maharaj, cows of whole bridge receive this message that our lover Krishna is not wearing these shoes because we don't have a shoes. All the cows, they got themselves free from the Gaushala and they went in whole bridge, 84 cross bridge, all over the bridge, and with their hooves they were crushing the all stone of the bridge and all the thorn of the builder. All this bridge raj is made by the cow's hooves. See, the one who loves us, how can he have his foot pierced by the thorn or pebble? It's not possible. So this bridge raj, which is made by cows, and even the liberation is asking Krishna, "How I can be liberated?" Mukti puche Gopal se ke, "Meri mukti kaise hoy?" And what is the answer given by Krishna? "Brij raj mathe lage to mukti ki bhi mukti hoy." This cow's hoops Just if you fall in the face of a liberation, then the liberation will be liberated. So this dust of the cow's hooves, all the gopis, they are the best devotees which are called by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gopis, upasana gopis, upasana, the worship of gopis is the topmost. And every day in the evening, gopis were waiting to get the dust of the cow's lotus feet. It's called Gaudhuli. This is called time in our Vedic astrology. The Gaudhuli time is the evening time. And it means the cows are coming back. Before cows are coming, there is a dust. There is a cloud of the dust when cows are coming from the forest. Why they are so much interested to see this dust? Because behind the cows is Gopal. So if you see the dust of the cows, behind the cows is a Gopal. Krishna is behind the cows. So those who love really cows, Krishna is always with them. What actually we should take on this Gopashtami, a resolution in our life. Everyone must have his own cow. Everyone must have his own cow. And he should be proud that I have a cow. People are proud they have a car, they are proud they have a dog, but they should be proud I have a cow. If you have cow, then you have Gopal also. Because where the cow is, there is a Gopal. How can everybody has a cow? You cannot keep cow at your home, because in modern civilization is a pigeon civilization, Prabhupada used to call. All these flats are the nest of the pigeons. They are living there up. And you cannot have your cow in a 7th floor or 10th floor. Not possible. So this is your cow hostel. Your children are also going in hostel, all right? They go and study in hostel. Jate hai na, padhne ke liye. Keep your cows here with us. We will take care of your cows. But everybody must own a cow. And you should get a milk of your cow. But one cow is not sufficient. But now people don't have more than one child. How can I tell them have more cows? They don't have one more than one child. My God, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Ram. Hare Ram. Ram Ram. Hare Hare. All grastas must have more than one children. At least give one children to make the coward boy. Give one children. One child. To make coward. We need coward. And this is not available, therefore nobody is taking care of cows. Even when India was undivided, number of cow was 10 times more than today. The number of cow was more than 10 times today. Now the number of cow is decreasing. And also, there is basically, you know, land. In a Bharat, what's the land? Each village has a land for grazing cows. Gau is called Gau Charan Bhumi. Gau Charan Bhumi was even a British government, Muslim government. They have left the land for grazing cows. At least 2 kilometers around the village was a Gau Charan Bhumi, the land for herding cows, grazing cows. Nobody owned that land. That land belongs to cows. unfortunately, this all land is eaten by the most rascal people. All the gau bhumi, cow's land is actually plundered by greedy and crazy people, and therefore nobody is happy all over the world. So the next greatest land is of the ashram. First greatest land is of the cows, and the next, the highest land for the land belongs to the sadhu. All the sadhus have a lot of land, hundreds and hundreds of acres of land, but there is no sadhu. There is only one children, you have only one child. How can he become sadhu? So all the ashram are going to be deserted in coming 100 years, there will be no sadhu. Very big problem. You don't want to have a doodh, you don't want to have a poot. It's called doodh and poot. Doodh means milk, means cow, poot means son. If you have doodh and poot, then you are fortunate. You don't have both. Have more children and give, and then protect the cows. Who will take care of cows? Is anybody ready to be the Gwala? Nobody want to take the profession of Krishna. And they were enjoying herding cows. They were having a picnic every day. A natural atmosphere, living in the forest. No pollution. It's eco-friendly, their life. And this cow is giving you everything. All the riches, all these. Nanda Baba was giving the cows and gold, and on this special festival he has enormous wealth. The cow protection will protect you from degradation in this life and next life. Only by the holding the tail of the cow you can cross the Vaitarani river. There is only the way, otherwise everybody will drown and go to the hell. This cow can only protect. There nobody else is there. Olden tradition, every family used to donate a cow. With this information of Vedic literature, that you have to hold the tail of the cow to cross that Vaitarani river. This is called Vaitarani river. Because that is on the path when somebody goes from, when leave this body, he has to cross the Vaitarani river. And only there is a, if you have given cow and taken care of cow and served the cow will be there to protect you. And these cows, Surabhi cows, which are still today in a Golok Dham, Krishna is herding. This is every day his business. It's not that he just herd the cows only and go past me. No, he was herding cow today also. And these cows, how they were protecting, we have so many examples of the cow of Vasishtha Maharaj. Cow of the Vasishtha Maharaj, Nandini cow. And big king at that time, Vishwamitra, with his whole army came, and this Nandini cow has provided for the whole army a big feast. Because she can provide anything. And Vishwamitra wanted, I need this cow. This must be with the king. What you Brahman will do with this cow? And he wanted actually to by forcefully take the cow. And cow was crying and looking towards Maharaj Vasishtha. Are you disowning me? Vasishtha said, no. You are my mother. How can I disown you? Then you allow me. I can take care of this proud and puffed up king. And when Vasishtha came, okay, this Surabhi cow, the cow has produced so many warriors from her power, and the whole Vishwamitra army was defeated. So cow will protect us. It's not that cow is weak. You take care of cow, you will be protected. Because this bull is dharma. Dharma will protect us. The father and dharma also. So everybody, it's not that I give some donation for Gaushala. Cow is not poor, it belongs to Krishna, and many Lakshmis are serving Krishna. Krishna don't need donation. They need your heart for cow. You love cow. You love cow. Gau, Gau Mata. This is mother. You give everything to the cow, she will give you million times more back. You will never be in scarcity in any stage of your life. Even after life, cow will be with you to guide back home, back to Godhead, because she belongs to Krishna. It's Krishna's cows. Whatever, why everybody must adopt a cow. Come there to see, like your child is in the hostel, you go and always send something to your child. This is nice. Today nice sweet, my this is dry fruit I had to send my child. Oh, this is your mother here. Send everything. One small calf, keep there as your child. And come here every time. Take care of. Even Shastra, anybody, Kandona, oh, there's a, in the neck of the cow, whoever take, you know, cares that neck, Krishna will be pleased. And this is the scripture, write that. So these cows on Gopashtami, Krishna started, and how Krishna was taking care of the cows, they do have the stick, cow herding stick, which Brahmaji is becoming a stick of a Krishna to go with Krishna to see the glories of the cow. The stick is Brahmaji himself. And then he has a buffalo horn. Then he has his beautiful bansi. And Nanda Baba said, well, how you take care of these grown-up cows and these bulls and oxen? Krishna smiled and he just put a flute on his lotus lips. And he started flute to sing each name of the cow. And each cow was coming with a tail up and surrounding Krishna. And everybody was controlled. And this is the place at Terakadam. When Krishna was coming in the evening, he has also a bead. And he used to take one bead up. Oh. Then he used to call cow. So Gauri. Then the all Gauri's cow will come. Then he'll put the one bead up. Oh, this group has come. Now next group. Oh. Dholi. Dholi means white. Then Teli. Teli means like a oily color. So he has the name of the cows, and he was counting them, and he was calling every cow in his flute. So Krishna showed to Nanda Baba that how he can control the cows simply by his flute. That was his biggest instrument, and through which he was calling all the cows every moment. So Krishna is called Govinda. Govinda. And Govinda was named, well, Krishna is Govinda. Govindam Adi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. He is Govinda from the Adi Purusham. Eternally. But in Krishna Leela, in this day of Brahma in which we are living, Surabhi, Mother Surabhi, he said, Krishna, you are our Indra. You are protector of the cows. So we call you Govinda. So Surabhi, Mother Surabhi called Krishna Govinda. And our Acharya, Srila Rupa Goswami, his presiding deity is Govinda. And our bhakti is dependent on Abhidhe, our sadhana. And the Govinda Dev is the presiding deity of sadhana. And this Govind is name given by cow. So only if the cow is pleased, then Govind is pleased, and then our bhakti will actually flourish. So how we please the cows? If we have this desire, we should develop this desire. I have my cow, I have my calf. Like you remember your own, I used to say children, but nobody has children, I have to say child. So own the cow. Wherever you, this is your gaushala, but anywhere in a cow you have, you take care of cow, own the cow. In a Vedic culture, in a home when they were cooking the chapatis, the first chapati is for cow. This is a rule, Vedic rule. The first roti is for cow and the last roti is for dog. This is a Vedic culture. Because dogs are outside the gaushala to protect the cows, no problem. So first roti is for cow and last roti is? Is any house has this rule now? First roti goes where? पहली रोटी किसको देते हैं पति देव को गाय बन के बैठा रहे हाँ फर्स्ट रोटीज गो टू द हस्बैंड एंड ही बिकम द काउ एंड बुल एंड लास्ट रोटी द वन हु कुक्स ईट हर सेल्फ एंड होल डे बार्किंग डोंट डू दिस One Srila Prabhupada said, all grasta, before they start eating, they must go outside and call. Is anybody hungry? Feed them and then eat. Somebody said, nowadays if I go out and say anybody hungry, whole town will come. And then I am living on 27th floor. How can I call from there who is hungry? So what the philosophy behind this is each grasta must feed at least one person a day and one cow a day. You cannot have one person every day in your home to feed. You may not have one cow every day to feed. You keep that share, one person's maintenance and one cow's maintenance, and give to the place where they are giving free food and free care of the cows. Give, everybody must have a share in his own home. One cow and at least one person. Adopt these all brahmacharis and cows. They are your children. They are your... And this is the way Vedic culture used to survive. That was the way. Everybody has to do this. You must have a share in your business of this gaushala. In my business, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Gaushala as his chair. At the end of the year, you make on your calculation, this chair goes to Krishna Balaram Gaushala. Then this Gaushala, we can have a golden gates. Yes, we can have a golden gates, because your business will flourish so much that there will be no scarcity. We will have wonderful things here. And when you come here, you will have all wonderful atmosphere as you are in Golok Vrindavan right now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So please keep a share of the cow and a feeding a one sadhu a day. Prabhupada's father used to call 4 or 5 sadhu every day at his home and feeding them sumptuously and asking them, please bless my son that he should be devotee of Radha Rani, and see the miracle Prabhupada has done all over the world. This is a culture. Take care of sadhus. Take care of the cows. It's not a burden. Cow is not a burden. Even she dies, only a stool of cow is useful, not a stool of a person who is eating pista and badam is not useful. But cow is eating grass, but is the gobar is useful. And all puja is useful. Cow urine is useful. Even the skin is useful. After death, she is benefiting you. She protects us if we take care of cow. So with these words, I close and request everybody, please, every grihastha, if you really want to flourish and have a Krishna conscious culture, keep a share of one cow and one person in your earning and see how the miracle in your life happen and how you become more happy and Krishna conscious. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.